Hello, everyone. Let me know if I am even here. That is the beauty of going live. I will tell y'all that I have had let me see. Am I inside of No BS? That's my question. I will tell y'all, I've had some anxiety about going live inside of this membership because I've struggled with the Facebook Live. So if somebody from, see, I don't even see comments. If somebody could get in Slack and let me know if I'm where I'm even supposed to be, I am going to, I don't know where the, hello to me. I am going to know where the, out of this. I cannot see the thing. Oh, I see y'all. Oh my gosh, it's working. Oh, thank you, sweet baby Jesus in the golden diaper. Y'all, I'm having heart palpitations right now. Breathe just a moment. Breathe just a moment. All right. It's the Clubhouse Live. There's a little excitement. Y'all know I get excited when tech works out. And usually Facebook Live is not my friend ever. So here we are. So if you are new to No BS, I'm Coach MJ. I am the one that's like always figuring it out. I got it, y'all. I have got this. I'm the one that's always figuring it out, and here I am, Coach MJ. I am not Corinne. Corinne is with her bestie Jane on vacation, and she is actually headed to the airport so she can fly home and after her little break, and she is ready to bust it up for y'all on Sunday. She'll be coaching all day on Sunday, and I will make this announcement again at the end, but I have a major announcement to give y'all inside of this membership. So we all know that camp is coming up in May. So Corinne opened it up to essential workers who have been vaccinated. So we have given those folks a chance to get their spots in, but there are some spots left for vaccinated, no BS women. Even if you're not an essential worker, starting on Sunday, you can come to camp. You can sign up to go to camp. You must be vaccinated, though. That is the caveat. You must be vaccinated. So, when you sign up, you need to show proof that you have been vaccinated. So, if you've got an appointment 2 weeks from next Saturday, that does not count. You need to be able to show proof when you sign up. So, just make sure that you have proof that you're vaccinated starting on Sunday. You can absolutely sign up for camp. You also want to let you know, if you are here inside of this Facebook Live and you have not done your plan, you need to stop for a minute, write your plan, and then you can come back in here. No extra things and hanging out with your No BS women until your plan is made. And remember, this is just an extra live. If you are new to No BS, your weight is lost inside of the No BS weight loss program, which is on the website, not on this Facebook Live. So what this after party is for Clubhouse, Clubhouse is an app for an iOS phone. It is still in the beta testing stage. You need to be invited in order to be on Clubhouse. Corinne goes over there. It's just like following her. If you follow her on Instagram, there you go, Sarah Gross. If you follow her on Instagram, if you follow her on her public Facebook group, Clubhouse is just like that. So you don't have to be on there. And the beauty is when she goes live on Fridays in Clubhouse, if you're not in Clubhouse or you just don't want to be in Clubhouse, one of us comes on here and tells you all the fabulousness that happened while she was on Facebook. So you don't miss a thing. Like, here I am to give you the highlights and the tips and tricks and whatever happened and all the wisdom that was dropped inside of Clubhouse. So I have that for you now. I will share. So this week on Clubhouse, Corinne invited the Peaceful Parent. So if you missed it, Corinne did have Lisa Smith as a guest coach inside the membership for a while, and it was amazing. She talked all about peaceful parenting. That is the name of her group and her podcast, that sort of stuff. She's the peaceful parent. And then she invited her today to come on and on Clubhouse. So she did get to a little bit of parenting things on there, which I do have information for you. On Clubhouse today was Corinne, and Sarah Gross is always, she's always on there. She's the moderator for Clubhouse. We did have Lisa Smith. I was on there as well as Coach Yesenia. We were all in there together today on Clubhouse. We had some No BS women come up on stage. We had some women who were just followers of the podcast. We had amazing people that had done the free stuff and lost some weight. It was so much fun. So I will tell you some fun things that were shared inside of Clubhouse today. So we talked about there are no wrong foods. We know them inside of No BS, right? Good, better, best. Right? That's it. Good, better, best. There are no bad foods. We can just eat because we just can't eat because we're having a weak moment. It's better to face life and admit when we're tired or stressed. That's from Corinne. So there's no bad foods. You can have whatever you want, but you want to eat for the right reasons, right? You want to eat because you're hungry, not because somebody's pissed you off or your kids are running circles around you. You want to be like, am I really hungry? I love, Corinne did a call the other week, and it was talking about, you know, are you feeding your thoughts, or are you feeding your hunger, right? Are you really feeding your body, or are you feeding your thoughts? And I love that concept of like, why am I eating right now? Am I really hungry, or, you know, am I just pissed? Am I just anxious? Am I just avoiding? Like, why am I really eating? I love that. And then I dropped a word of wisdom myself. You have to move away from the can and can't mentality. You want a Big Mac? You can have it, but plan it. So my rule for myself is I never say I can't have anything. I can have whatever the hell I want, as long as it's planned and I'm hungry. So whenever I have an urge for something that's not on my plan, I'm like, you can 100% have that, just not right now. You can have whatever you want, just not right this minute. So that's what I always say. You know, there's no can't. I can have whatever I want. So, and then Corinne gave us a little sneak peek into camp about self-sabotage. Was very, very good. So I'm going to go through these stages with you. Emily is posting the comments as they come up. They will also be posted on with this video in the top part. I was trying to do all that, then I got a little bit flustered with going live. It, you know, it's all on me. But Emily is doing an amazing job. And then we're going to post you'll have all these notes at the top of this video when it comes back up on the Facebook. So the stages of awareness. Corinne went through the stages of awareness with us. So the first stage is, oh, I ate the whole avocado even though I was full. I just ate it. Now I know. I just ate it. You're aware of it, but kind of after the fact. The second stage, you catch yourself eating the last of the avocado, even though you know you're full. So you're satisfied with a few bites left. You know you're satisfied. You've had enough, but you just keep eating it anyway. So in the first stage, you recognize it after the fact. The second stage, you're like, I'm satisfied, but I'm going to finish this fabulous avocado. And then stage three, you learn to stop when you're satisfied. So you're like, there are a couple bites left. I'm going to go ahead and stop. I'm going to be okay. Life is fine. I can leave these two bites. And then the fourth stage is feeling the urge to keep eating the avocado and knowing it's natural to want it. Yeah, of course you want to finish it. It's delicious. It's delicious avocado. Of course you do. Of course you do, but it's okay. Nothing terrible has happened. Everything is okay. So that's the fourth step. The fifth step is catching yourself thinking, it's just two bites. There's no way it could matter. That's a lie. The truth is that two bites of anything is not good for my body if my body says it's full. So it's like, you know, afterwards, and then you recognize it, but you eat it anyway. Then it's like moving into that equal airtime conversation of like, of course you want it, but right now you're not going to have it. And then catching the story, the thoughts that your brain keeps telling you that it's okay, a little bit won't matter, being like, of course it matters. Of course it matters. I'm learning to eat only when I'm hungry and stomping when I've had enough. So those are the stages. Emily just posted it, and I will also post it at the top of the video once it posts back into Facebook. And Corinne also said today on the Clubhouse, we can't change the outside without changing on the inside permanently. And don't we know that as No BS women? Like, that is the whole premise of No BS. So you need to change what you're thinking so that you can lose your weight. That's what's been missing all along, right? We, you know, we have all these foods and then we don't do what we think we should do. And then we just beat ourselves up. That's what we know as No BS women. It's about changing that mentality. That's what leads to sustained weight loss. That's how we do it. That's how we roll up in No BS, right? That's what makes us No BS women. And thank goodness for Corinne and showing us all that. Corinne also said, when you're getting smaller and you're close to goal, you'll have to eat less. That's called the gift of getting thin. But you only need incremental changes, not huge changes. And so then this was a lady who was getting close to goal. And she came up to the stage and she was like, she just had a small amount of weight left and she was having a little bit of drama about how much less she had to eat and like what all like bridging the gap between I've done this really well. Now I just have a little bit of weight to lose. How different is it going to be? And Corinne was, telling her that like, yeah, of course, when your body gets smaller, there's less that it needs to fuel, that needs to be fueled by the food. So you definitely don't need as much food. That's a gift. That's a gift that you're giving yourself. I know for me, my husband loved watching the bill, the grocery bill go down. That made him very happy. It certainly did. And then she asked, she also said to make a list of small changes that you're willing to commit to every single week, number them 1 through 20. And for the next 20 weeks, add a new one in each week. She was teaching them what we already know in No BS, 1% level ups. Here's the 20 things I'm willing to do to get this last little bit of weight off or the next 10 pounds off or the next 5 pounds off. And I am committed to going all in on this one thing. I know I don't have to do all 20 at one time. I know I can just do one and be okay. I can get really good at that and then go ahead and do move on to the next thing. I don't have to do it all at once. I don't have to be overwhelmed. You just have to pick one thing that looks, I always tell my private clients, the low-hanging fruit. Make that list of the things that you're willing to try to get that weight off, the next 10 pounds, the next 5 pounds, the next 20 pounds. Pick the easiest one. What would be the easiest thing for me to do this week? And then do that. Do that. So I said, another thing I said was, whatever you ask your brain for, it will show you. If you ask, why can't I stop eating chocolate? Your brain will show you all the evidence for why you can't stop eating chocolate. Change the story that you have about chocolate and tell yourself, can I just go without chocolate this one time or for this next 5 minutes or for this next little thing? That can I just, y'all, it's magic. You know, like, I don't want to answer this last email. You know what? I should just go get some Doritos. Or, look, at my house, Cheez-Its. I should just go in there and get some Cheez-Its. I'll come back in just a minute. I'll just come back and get, just a little handful. I think I can just use something. Can I just sit here and finish this one email? And usually when I do, the Cheez-Its are no longer an issue. Look, if you still want them, you can go get them. But for right now, can I just finish this one thing? That helps me so much. Y'all, I had a conversation with a box of Cheez-Its not long ago in my kitchen, and my kids were like, who are you talking to? I said, this box of Cheez-Its, that's who I'm talking to. They think I'm crazy sometimes because I will talk to Cheez-Its if I need to. And I also said, we were talking to Sierra, and Sierra was talking about, like, how do you make undistracted eating, like, sexy or fun or exciting or whatever? And because she's working on. And she wanted to know how we can make it sexy, how we can make it fun and exciting to just sit at a table and eat. And I said, shit ain't gotta be sexy. Just sit at the table without Netflix or Facebook and eat. They have enough of my time. I am not giving them my weight loss. I am not giving my weight loss to Mark Zuckerberg. Whatever he's got going on in his app is completely fine. But I'm over here losing my weight, and whatever's going on in Facebook can wait a minute. I'm binge watching Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen can wait 10 minutes, 5 minutes until I'm done eating. It will still be there whenever I'm finished. I love that show. And then Corinne said, if you don't like the conversation you're having in your head, then change the conversation. If you don't like what's going on, it's just sentences in your brain. You can hear them and be like, hell no, I don't want to be thinking that. Just think something different. It's easy to change. I've been saying, like, I've been writing it in my journal. The only thing standing between me and my goals are sentences in my brain. That's it. It's just a conversation I have. I don't like the conversation. I just pick a different conversation. It's that easy. You just have to practice it, right? You can't come up with your new thought. Be like, I have my new shiny thought. Do y'all all want to see it? And then think that it's just going to pop in your head. Sometimes you got to practice it. You got to write it down. You got to write it down every day sometimes. Put it reminders on your phone of new thoughts that you're going to think so that you remember them. That's all it takes. So that was a really good one. And then we had a question about your kids overeating. So this was a conversation that Corinne and Lisa Smith had. It was very good about a mom was worried about her daughter just like getting done with virtual school and then running to get a snack. She noticed that her child was eating a lot more. And so this is what they came up with. When you're worried about your child and what they're eating, the first thing you need to do is work on yourself. What do you make it mean when your kid is eating certain foods? Do you have thoughts about that? Do you have judgments about that? Are you putting on them that, like, if they eat these things, then they're going to be like me? They're going to be overweight. They're going to be judged. They're going to be made fun of, whatever it is. Make sure that your head is clear before you talk to your child. That was the first step. Second step, ask your child. Are you sure this you're hungry right now? Explain. This is what hunger feels like in my body. You know, usually when I'm hungry, my stomach growls a little bit, get a little bit of a headache. That's what hunger feels like to me. What does it feel like to you when you're hungry? Kids don't really listen to us, but they do watch us, and their brains catalog it. Say out loud you're done eating because you're full and throw the food away. Say out loud that you're not going to eat yet because you're not hungry. Set the example. Y'all, I did that all the time. I still do. Oh my God, this food is so amazing. I've had enough. I'm not going to eat anymore right now. But God, it's good. Sure is good. That's how you do it. Because you're thinking it in your head. Give your kids the gift of saying it out loud. Model it. Because they certainly cannot read your mind. They don't know the conversation that you're having. So just say it out loud and give them that opportunity. It's so awesome. Let's see. There are two types. Oh, wait, I'll go back to one of the kids' things. Champion that there are all types of food out there and that we want to include all of them. Don't create lists of morally superior foods and bad foods. Y'all, that is for us and for our kids, right? There's no good, there's no bad. It's not that, like, I'm good because I eat clean or whatever it is. You just eat food. There's all different kinds of food, and you want to include them all. There's no good. There's no bad. You're not morally superior because you eat clean. Hashtag clean. So that was a really good point. And then she said, there are two types of tired. The physical tired and the tired-ass talk we've been doing in our head all day. Emotional busted tired talk. Yeah. Right? So there's, like, you know, like, I go to the Orange Theory. Sometimes I get physically tired. I get tired at night. My eyes start to shut a little bit. I take my Doc Parsley's and, like, I just get physically tired. And then there are some days that I have just been, my brain has been running and just telling me all kinds of crap all day long. And I'm just tired of being with myself, with my thoughts, because they are tired, busted, broke-ass thoughts. So we want to know, what kind of tired are we? That was really good. You aren't good or bad with your eating. Starving yourself, restricting yourself, denying yourself food that you love does not make you good. It sets you up for a lifetime of disordered eating. Corinne said that. And I'm going to tell you, this is one that I swear she was speaking to me. She was speaking to me. So it's like this woman came on and she was talking about that sometimes, like, she just gets busy during the day. She just doesn't eat. And what it does is setting her up for overeating at night, because she's like, I've been good all day. I've been so good all day. And then I get to nighttime and I'm like starving. Corinne was saying, no, it's, don't call that being good. That's you ignoring what your body needs. I was like, what? Yeah. It's like you haven't been good because you've been starving yourself and restricting yourself all day. What you need to work on is paying attention and feeding your body when it's actually hungry. I was like, what? That was worth, that was like the big aha for me today, for sure. Like, amazing. Amazing. So, and then we have some journal prompts for you. So, Corinne came up with a great one. What's one little thing I could do better than yesterday? That says 1% level ups. Those 1% level ups. That's exactly what she's talking about. What's one thing I can do a little bit better today than I did yesterday? Such a great question to ask yourself. And Yesenia said, why do I need to make eating a fun and entertaining experience? Why do I think it has to be fun? It could just be fuel. It doesn't have to necessarily be fun and exciting and all that kind of stuff. And then Corinne also said, how do I want to think about this? How do I want to think about it while I'm doing it? How do I want to feel about it after? So that's whatever you're doing, right? Anything that you're doing. Like, let's say that you are tired and you're wanting to grab at something. How do you want to think about it? What do you want to tell yourself about it? What am I going to be telling myself? How do I want to think about it while I'm doing it? And then how do I want to feel about it afterwards? Like, whatever it is that you're doing. Like, even making your plan. How do you want to think about your plan afterwards? How do you want to think while you're making your plan? How do you want to think about your plan while you're executing it, while you're doing it? What are you going to be telling yourself? And then what are you going to be telling yourself at the end of the day after it's done? Those were some, it was really good today. It was really, really good today. So in recap, we are going to recap, ladies. We're going to recap. Big exciting news. Well, Corinne will be back on Sunday. She is on a plane. She has been with her bestie, Jane. And, it's going to be, she's going to be back on Sunday. She's coaching like regular. Everything is great. And camp is going to open to vaccinated members on Sunday. Sunday is the day. If you are not an essential worker, our essential workers, we gave them the first spots. And so we have some left. So if you are vaccinated, and you will have to show proof of vaccination when you sign up. So if you're still waiting on your vaccination, keep waiting. Maybe there will be a spot whenever you do get your vaccination, but you must be vaccinated to come to Kingdom. So it's open to the entire membership on Sunday. Sunday. Very excited about it, y'all. Very excited about it. And tomorrow, I am doing a class about thoughts versus facts. And I made a PowerPoint. Never done that in my entire life. I'm so excited. More technology for me to figure out. Yay! So, y'all have a fabulous Friday. If you have not made your plan, I said at the beginning, it's time to write your plan. Put it on your notes, on your phone, whatever, sticky note, doesn't matter, write your plan. Y'all have a great weekend. If you're around tomorrow, I will see you on my call. And then Corinne will be around on Sunday coaching. Y'all have a great Friday. See y'all later. Bye, y'all.